Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to Higher Ground Financial Group. I'm Imran Rasby. I go by Raz.
And I'm Daniel Rasby. I'm a tax attorney. And our website is riskfeestaxes.com. We talk about the three killers in retirement. Riskfeestaxes.com. Don't focus on just one. Focus on all three, because if you can eliminate or reduce as much as possible those three killers, risk, fees, and taxes, that really makes an impact in retirement planning, gives you much more income, saves you a lot of money, and helps you pass more to your family.
And many people think that you have to take risk to make money. You have to pay taxes. You can't avoid that. And you have to pay fees if you want to get any kind of advice. So how do you actually get rid of those three?
Well, I mean, what are you really paying a fee for? Because if you have an advisor and you've been paying a fee, and maybe it's 1% every year, what is the advisor actually doing for you? Most advisors will say, well, I'm going to help you beat the market over time.
Oh, but I'm going to personalize this investments for you. I'm going to take your considerations. I'm going to do this for you. And the whole thing is...
And then they go and put you in a normal cookie cutter portfolio, but most of them have not actually beaten the market over an extended period of time. In fact, I just talked to a client recently. They came to us and had us review what he was doing, and he was paying over 4% in fees on his accounts with his advisor. And to our surprise, he actually had outperformed the market before the fees. After taking the fees out, he had underperformed the market. So it wasn't any better. In fact, it was worse than it would have been after just putting it in Vanguard or Fidelity and just letting it sit with an index fund.
You know, 40 years ago, you had no choice, right? 40 years ago, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have all this information. And you had to get a broker to be able to do the buying and selling and trading for you. And there was no other option. Now you have the internet, you have access to all this information. There's several platforms that are free. Vanguard and Fidelity both have free platforms that you can, they can hold your stocks, mutual funds, and things like that. And there are plenty of newsletters and information out there. You can grab a few of them, look at their history, see which was performed well, pick one, and just buy and sell based on those. And there's also several trading things that they follow the standards in Congress on what they're trading. Because you know what? They have the inside knowledge. And if you're following them, you're not really using insider information that's against the law. Let them use the insider information, which is not against a lot of them, and just follow their trades. So there's lots of different options, and you don't necessarily have to pay somebody a fee to do that. So that's one way to eliminate fees.
Yeah. And if you are going to pay a fee, make sure you know not just the percentage, but the dollar amount, right? We talked about this on the show as well before. If you're just paying 1% every year in fees, but you start with, let's say, $500,000, you could pay over $217,000 in fees over the next 25 years. Not only that, but you could pay another $159,000 in
lost opportunity cost.
Yeah, lost opportunity cost. So really, even a 1% fee on what was only $500,000 of assets can really cost you $376,000 over your lifetime. And if you're going to pay the fee, make sure you're really getting $376,000 of value on it.
And you know what's scary is you're going to pay that fee whether the money goes up or down. So if we have a market crash, you're still paying the fee. So it comes out no matter what.
Exactly. And so make sure you can know what the fees are, then you can know if you're getting value. So one of the things that our firm provides, Higher Ground Financial Group, is we provide actual real
data
and tax advice from our tax attorneys. So we can help you minimize your taxes over the long term. And you know, that's something you really are not going to get from a lot of other firms, or really any other firm pretty much, because most of these advisory firms are going to talk to you about your money, talk to you about your investments, and then they may even mention taxes, but then we'll get an email from them or a statement from them that says, this is not tax advice, this is not legal advice, consult a proper tax attorney. Well, so this is what I am. I am a tax attorney, and I can help you minimize your taxes for the long term. So that's any fees that you pay, make sure you're getting actual value for the fees that's going to save you a real amount of money. Most of our clients, when they work with us, they retire 5 years earlier than they thought was possible. Many of them do anyway, and they have 50% or more income than they thought was possible. They save several hundred thousand dollars in fees. They save over $1 million in taxes. So that's the value that Higher Ground can provide, depending on your situation.
And so that's what you're leaving on the table. Okay. And the thing is, if you didn't know any better, that's what's going to happen. The fact that you listen to this radio show, now you know better. You got to at least start thinking, if that's really true, let's make Daniel Arends prove it to me, right? We're not saying, trust us, you know, talk to us. Let's show you mathematically and actually how you can do that. So we talk about risk, fees, and taxes.
So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, to schedule a free video call, and we can analyze how much you're already paying in fees, how much risk you're already taking, and give you some steps to minimize those. Again, go to riskfeestaxes.com.
So we talked about fees and we talked about taxes and a little risk. I mean, how can you eliminate risk? Don't you have to take risk in order to do, you know, make any money?
Well, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. I mean,
for example, just today in CDs, you can get like 4 or 4.5%. There's no risk there. And you're going to get a steady rate of return. So it's not bad. And also, if you buy dividend stock, you know, if you're not buying it for the growth in the stock, you're just buying it for the dividends, there's no risk in that. I mean, dividends may not come every year, but if companies have been paying dividends for the last 30 years, probably going to keep paying dividends.
Probably. Now, it's important to note, dividends are not guaranteed. So where there is a risk, they could change the dividend or remove the dividend if they're not profitable. There's still a risk that the underlying asset can drop in value, but your income is predictable and it's a lot more safe potentially than other opinion-based assets. So you want to diversify your money between opinion-based and contract-based assets. Most things that you think of as assets are opinion-based. That means your stocks, your bonds, your mutual funds, your car, your house.
Even your gold, platinum.
Yeah, gold and silver, that's opinion-based. What does opinion-based mean? It means
somebody else's opinion.
Exactly. You know, you think your house is worth $500,000, but I say it's only worth $300,000. That's all I'll pay for it. Well, congratulations. That's how much it's worth, $300,000. Because it's not what you think you can sell it for. It's what you can actually sell it for. That's based on market opinion. But the other type of asset is contract-based asset. Contract-based asset is something that you have a contract, you know what this will pay. And usually those are provided by a government entity like a treasury, a bank like a CD, or an insurance company like a fixed annuity. And those are the most common types of contract-based asset. Rental income could be contract-based. There's other types of things that could be contract-based. But you want true diversity between opinion-based assets and contract-based assets. So not just different segments within the stock market, but in and then out of the stock market so that you have a contract.
And then you have more control over your money because it's not out of your control. Because if it's all market-based, it's all opinion-based, you don't have as much control. And that's one kind of diversification. There's another kind of diversification we talk about. It's tax diversification.
Oh, but Raz, I always have to pay taxes. Resistance is futile, as they say in the Borg and Star Trek. Resistance is futile. You have to pay taxes.
You have to pay taxes, but pay it on your terms. Why do you have to pay it on IRS's terms? They have the rules. So use the rule book to play by the rules and avoid as many taxes as possible. So the thing is, if you have it invested in different tax assets, assets that are taxed differently, then you could pick and choose how to pay taxes.
So what do you mean? What do you mean pay it on your terms?
Well, if you know the rules, then you can decide which rule to use to minimize the tax that you owe, right?
So, you know, you've used a example of the past that taxes could be like the mafia. So how is that?
So let's think about this. Let's say that you're starting a business. Daniel, you're just young and new and you started a business. You found this great business idea. You put all your labor and hard work into it. And, you know, Uncle Sam has a nephew. His name is Guido. He comes over and Guido comes to you and says, Daniel, you're doing a good job. You're building a nice business. Tell you what, you know, to do business in this area, this is my territory. I'll let you do business here, but you got to give me 10% of whatever you make.
Oh, I don't like that.
But you have no choice because either you can shut down business and not do business. But if you want to do business, 10% goes to me. I'm Uncle Sam's nephew. Guido, I'm going to come get it.
It's okay. You said, okay, I mean, 10% is not too bad. It's only 10%. I'll still get to keep 90% of my money.
So I go away for a year or 2 years and I look at Daniel and come back. Oh, Daniel. Wow, your business is doing well. You've really put a lot of hard work and effort and sweat and tears in this. This is doing really well. Well, you know, we don't, Uncle Sam, we don't take about 15% now.
Oh, why? I mean, I'm the one that built it, not you.
Yeah, that is true, but you're doing it on our territory. This is my territory. And if you want safety and security, you got to pay that 15%. And you know what? It's only 5% more. You know, you're paying 10% earlier.
True. And so I'm not going to fight it. No.
Yeah. But think about it. It's not really 5% more. It's 50% more than we were paying before. But you're paying 10%. Now you're paying 15, which is actually a 50% increase in taxes. But that's okay. I've convinced you. You have no other choice. You got to do business. The other option is you shut down business and lose all your money, right? So go away for a couple more years, come back, and wow, Daniel, you're doing a really good job. Your business is growing. You've got 100 employees, you're paying, making all this money, you're going to pay now 33%. 33% tax.
Whoa.
I just doubled your tax, 30% taxes. But you know what? You're on the choice to shut down business. Well, you can't shut down the business. You have 100 people's livelihoods on the table. You have your livelihood on the table.
Yeah.
So the only option is you got to cough up 30%. So what a choice do you have?
Well, if you're thinking about where this analogy is going, there is something that is related to, and it's your 401k, your IRA, right? So what are the choices you have in your 401k and IRA? Because what you've been doing is you've been putting the money in and not paying tax on it. And then Guido keeps coming in every year saying what the tax will be someday when you take it out. It keeps going up. Someday you're going to have to pay that. It's more every time you blink.
And you have no choice. He decides. The government decides. The IRS decides.
But what you could instead do is you could pay the tax now. See, Guido, you haven't been taking money from my accounts all this time. You've been telling me that it's going to cost this much. But if I actually buy you out of your territory now, I never tax again on this for the rest of my life. And that's what a Roth IRA or a life insurance policy can potentially do. Because when you put money into a tax-free bucket, it will never be taxed again, no matter what the tax rates go to in the future.
And no matter what it grows to. So if you put $100,000 into an IRA, it's going to be taxed. It grows to $200,000, it's going to be taxed at $200,000. It grows to $1 million, it'll be taxed at $1 million. But if it's a Roth IRA, you put $100,000 in, it's never taxed in. You can go to $1 million and never be taxed ever again.
So know the rules and play by the rules. If you had even a dollar in a 401k or an IRA or a TSP or 403b, that is the contract. That is the type of mafia type contract you have with Uncle Sam. You don't want to give Uncle Sam that kind of control over your future profits. Pay the tax now while it's on sale. And yes, taxes are on sale. We're in one of the lowest tax environments in history right now. So pay a little bit more tax now so that you pay no tax later on. And that is so powerful. Because if you can get Guido out of your hair and never have to worry about him anymore, then it gives you that peace of mind.
And the freedom. And the freedom to spend your money as you want it without having to worry about what Guido's going to come take.
So how can you find out more about this these rules so you can play by the rules? Go to our website. This is Higher Ground Financial Group is our company. It's riskfeestaxes.com. And again, riskfeestaxes.com.
And if you think you can't do a Roth, well, if you have a 401k, access to 401k, 401ks are required now to offer Roth inside the 401k. Go to the contribution section and it'll say traditional or Roth. You can change your contributions to Roth. And then anything you put in will go into Roth. You pay a little bit of taxes each paycheck now, but it'll be grow tax-free. Now, whatever the company is matching will still be taxable.
And if you're already maxing out all that you can do in the Roth, you could put money into life insurance if it's properly structured. That means minimum death benefit, maximum funding that's allowed by the IRS. That can also give you a tax-free way to accumulate wealth. So go to our website and we'll help you figure out the best ways to minimize your taxes and your risk and your fees. So that website is riskfeestaxes.com. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.